joining us today here on Elevate, broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. This National Park College podcast highlights a different Nighthawk with each episode. We'll talk about their journey, challenges, key moments of success, their moments of elevation, leveling up, and overcoming.
I'm Timothy Webb, your host, and I'd like to welcome to the program Everett Rice. Thanks so much for joining me today, Everett.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
So, Everett, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am technically a sophomore here enrolled at National Park College, trying to close in finally, if I can pass all my classes this semester, on an associate's degree of science, which will be a transfer for a business degree to try to get a bachelor's in business.
Awesome. Now, you're also a work study here on campus, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I work at the community and corporate training building, and I'm an administrative assistant, technically.
Oh. What all does that position entail?
It's basically, you know, answering the phone, being polite. Most of the time I'm in the front office, so people see my face first, you know, and just being welcoming. And then on the other side, you know, learning the student manager software and enrolling students in certain classes and stuff like that. So it can be a handful sometimes.
Yeah. So how long have you been at NPC?
Well, when I first graduated high school in 2010, I did do like a year in like 2014. And then I took a little break and then came back. You know, I moved out of state, came back, and I started again in 2020.
Okay.
Couple years.
So you said you're studying business?
Yes, sir.
How come that field?
I chose that field really because it was broad. You can use it in a lot of different ways. I thought to myself, you know, I want to make sure I can get a degree. You know, I've heard so many stories about people getting degrees and they're in a business and they're in a position, professional position, where they're not actually using that degree. It's like, well, man, I don't want to spend all this money and waste all this time and not actually use that degree. So that was my main thing with that one.
Basically, every job is business.
Yeah, every job is a business. So exactly.
So you're a work study and you're also a college student. Can you tell us about some of the challenges you face?
You know, I'm pretty unconventional student. You know, I don't live on the campus. I mean, my job is on the campus, but most of the time, half of this time since I came back in 2020, I didn't have that work study job. So, you know, I had a job elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And you just got to balance your time, right? Life, you know, bills, everything. So just balancing your time is probably the biggest obstacle.
So, Everett, is there any common myths about being a college student that you'd like to clear up for our audience?
Well, I was talking with a friend about this the other day, and he was saying basically that he wasn't smart enough to be a college student. And I'm like, I'm not the smartest guy. You know, you don't have to be the most intelligent. You don't have to have the greatest ACT or SAT scores to be a college student. I think it's more if you have a good work ethic and understanding, because most of the time, every class is broke down. You'll see in the very beginning on your syllabus, you can fail every exam in a class, and it's only going to be a certain percentage of the weight of that class. The homework assignments and the quizzes and stuff like that, stuff that it's really just putting in effort, that can pass you the class still. And that's with you failing every exam. So you don't have to be the most intelligent person, I feel. It's more about work ethic, in my opinion.
Absolutely. No, I'm so glad you said that, Everett, because so often I've heard the same thing. People saying, oh, I'm not smart enough to do this, or I'm not good enough to have this, or something in those regards. Just to your point, literally half the battle is showing up and just doing the work.
Exactly.
That's really, really the biggest part of it.
For sure. No doubt.
So what are some of the biggest obstacles you've had to overcome to get to where you are today?
Man, you know, I'm 30 years old trying to come back. You know, I have a 9-month-old son. When I first originally graduated high school, I attended Central Arkansas, University of Central Arkansas, and, you know, I flunked out. It's been a long road. You know, I had to learn more about myself and as far as, like, balancing time and just grow up a little bit, you know, before I came back and made this decision that I'm going to try to come back and get my degree. So it's been a lot of adversity for sure.
Yeah. Being a work study and a college student, what's the most rewarding things about those positions?
man, well, number one, you know, it helps pay the bills.
Right.
I would say, you know, being a work study, all those guys over there at Community Corporate, they showed me a lot. It's more life skills, people skills, of course, you know, computer skills. They've shown me a lot. And most of the time with a work study job, they're going to put you somewhere that is geared to your degree. You know, they want you to get almost like an internship type of situation. And I've learned a lot over there. They've shown me just professionalism and how you're supposed to be. I'm blessed to have it, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I know a few of your people over there. They're good people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out Bill. Shout out Pam. Kristen.
Hey, guys. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm Mason.
We're with Hillstad, your sponsor for the Elevate podcast by National Park College.
Check out our single Daughter of a Black Sheep on all streaming platforms.
Follow us on Facebook and Insta. Look for our upcoming shows and merch at hillstadtheband.com.
Thanks for listening.
Is there any lessons that your positions have taught you that you'd like to share with our audience?
Just being on time. I mean, it's a lesson that, you know, you're going to experience throughout your work career. I'm still learning that, you know, being on time, it's more like, you know, I've had jobs where you get penalized and stuff like that, but it's more of the perception. I've learned that and learning your, you know, different things as far as with your computer skills, like Excel, there's always going to be some type of software where you're going to have to keep up with records or enroll and stuff like that. Just those two things, I would say, are the main things for sure.
Yeah, Excel is so handy. I used to be so scared of that program, but when I learned how it worked and how to use it, I was like, wow, this is so handy.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do pretty much anything with it.
You can.
For sure. And it keeps up with everything and calculates everything for you.
I know. It's quite amazing.
It is.
So, Everett, in your short career so far, what achievements are you most proud of?
So far, just staying enrolled in school is the main achievement. Of course, I'd like to walk across that stage at one point and get the degree. But my main achievement is just a proud father. Just, you know, happy to have my son with me and take care of him, watch him grow. That's probably my biggest accomplishment so far.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the best accomplishment you could have, to be honest with you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Everett, where did you grow up and what was it like there?
I grew up here. You're talking to a born and raised native of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Oh. So I attended Lakeside, and I originally was at Hot Springs School District. I went to Oakland, and then I think around sixth grade or something like that, I went to Lakeside and graduated from there. And Hot Springs is definitely a big tourist town, you know, and so you're going to see a lot of people that are, they're not from here. They're in and out from a different state and stuff like that. And there's a lot of different eggs that you're going to bump into, you know. So it's good. It kept me kind of well-rounded and how to deal with not just one type of person. I look at it as it's a good place to grow up, you know.
Yeah. Can you tell us about an influential person, how they impacted your life?
I would definitely say both of my parents were definitely the most influential people in my life. I've seen them, you know, work from the low scale to where the positions they're at now in their lives. And, you know, they just instilled, no one's going to give you anything.
Right.
You're not supposed to be born and everyone's going to give you something because of that. You know, you have to earn it. And they instilled that into me at a very young age, and it was a great lesson. It taught me how to, you know, be independent, and I'll always appreciate them for that, for sure.
Do you have any favorite childhood memories you'd like to share?
Oh, man. My dad, right now, he's a mailman, but he used to work for Frito-Lay. And when I was younger, part of those lessons of hard work, he would have me go with him and stock up these chips in Walmart or Kroger's or wherever store he was at that day, you know. And I was like, man, can we go home at some point? You know what I mean? And he'd be like, nah, man, we got just a little bit longer, you know. And, you know, I would do that quite often. And just those type of lessons, you know, they really stuck with me, though, for sure.
Shout out to the postal workers, too. That's a hard job.
Yeah, all day, 6 days a week.
Yep. Rain, sleet.
Rain, sleet, or snow.
Right. So if you could give your younger self any piece of advice, what would it be?
Just listen, man. Like, for example, you know, I was blessed enough to have both my parents. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if there's a kid out there, they're staying with their grandparents or they're staying with their uncle and their aunt. People that are taking you in or are actually responsible for you, most of the time, they're saying stuff that's in, you know, your best interest.
Right.
And when you're younger, you don't want to hear that, really. You know, you think you know everything and you kind of want to rebel a little bit. I would just say, man, just listen to that advice, you know, because finding out the hard way, someone is that has found out the hard way is not a, it's not a road you want to go down.
No.
You don't want to do that and you're going to waste a lot of time and it's going to be a regret, you know. So,
right. Now, that's some good advice.
Yeah. So listen.
Listen. Listen, young people, listen.
Yes.
So what brought you to MPC?
Well, of course, you know, born and raised here, so I always knew about it. I tried to avoid it when I first graduated high school because I was so tired of Hot Springs. Mm-hmm. After moving and coming back from different states and stuff, I just finally realized, man, this is convenient.
Mm-hmm.
This is affordable. It's right down the street. You're not going to get a better, easier route than doing this. So it just finally clicked one day, like, I'm going to go back to National Park.
Yeah, especially now that we got some of these four-year degrees happening out here on campus as well.
Yes, shout out UAM.
Yeah.
For sure.
Everett, other than National Park and community and corporate training, what are some of your hobbies?
Man, I will always be a diehard Arkansas fan. You know, I'm always watching the games, you know, sadly. No, we're looking all right in basketball, but I pretty much did almost every sport in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Never took it to the college level. Wasn't good enough. But, you know, I still play in free time basketball and stuff like that. But,
yeah,
mainly just watching the games and just being with my son.
Right. Sports and fatherhood.
Yeah, pretty much takes up all my time.
So what is it about sports that drew you to it?
As far as back as I can remember, you know, I think there's a picture of me, like, one with the basketball and the little goal, you know, like, it's just always been part of me and all my family's done it, football, basketball, baseball, track. So it's just, like, it was no option.
So, Everett, if you could talk to anyone from the past, present, or even the future, who would it be and why?
I would have to say Malcolm X.
Okay.
And the reason why is, you know, I've watched the movie, I've read his biography, and it's just like, man, this dude lived a crazy life. You know, he like went from in prison to, you know, a civil rights movement leader and, you know, political and religion and all this stuff. It's just, it's got a lot mixed in there. And for him to leave at, you know, such a young age, it's just kind of sad. I don't think he really was able to reach what he was trying to go for, you know. And I just would like to ask him. I mean, I probably have a list of questions
for
him.
Yeah.
You know, I got a few things, but I just always thought he was interesting and just a full life for sure.
So, Everett, what are your future plans?
Well, that is another good question. I would have to say I want to finish out the degree.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get the associates knocked out, I'll probably go on the route to try to go ahead and get the bachelor's.
So you're going to get the business degree, the bachelor's in business through the UAM program? More than likely, that's your plan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's here on the National Park campus, so it's quite convenient. You're still here in Hot Springs.
Still convenient, still affordable.
Right.
That's what we need.
And they have that good scholarship that goes along with that that's going to get that price even lower.
I've heard. Hopefully I can be one of those lucky people to get that.
Absolutely. So, Everett, is there any advice or mottos that you live by that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Just stay at it, you know. I don't want to be too cliche or anything, but everyone, just realize that you could be going through a huge storm, you know, hurricane, and it seems like everything is done. You have no hope. Just stay at it, man. At the end of the day, you're only going to get what you put into something. So just stay persistent. Don't let it get you down, you know. That'd be my main advice.
That's some good advice. Stay at it. I really dig that. That's actually been what's been keeping me going for a few years, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and it's always going to be, it's not always going to be sunny days, you know. It's going to be some tough times, you know. You got this. It seems like everything, most of the time in my life for sure, everything that can go wrong all goes wrong at the same time. You know, it's not like one at a time, this messes up and then this. No, it all happens at the same time. Those are the days that you remember, though. Whenever you do achieve something, you remember those days and you'll know why, like, okay, this is a reward. So it's worth it.
Right. Everett Ross, thank you so much for sitting down with me on Elevate today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, for sure.
And thanks to all of you for listening to Elevate today from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released each Thursday. Special thanks to National Park College and the Sentinel Record for making this podcast possible. Until next time, this is Timothy Webb reminding you that every day is a chance to elevate.